everyone. My name is Gurkamal, and I'm joined by one friend.
Hi, I'm Gulzar.
It's been a while. I miss Air. Well, depending on when this goes up, maybe.
Yeah, depending on when this goes up. We know we're roughly going to throw this up before Sword and Shield comes out, but we're recording it well in advance.
Well in advance.
Because we have time. Anyways,
we're Day 1 Update, if you guys didn't know. And you can find us on Twitter at Day 1 Updates. That's Day O-N-E Updates with an S. And if you guys want to email us, you could email us also at Day 1 Update Cast, dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. If you want to give us suggestions on what to record next or anything else. Today we're going to be talking about Pokemon as a whole.
Oh, wow. We're going to be here for a while.
Yeah, it's the game series, actually, not the show. So we'll be going over pretty much a sort of short summaries on like of each generation and like what got us into Pokemon or like what we liked about that gen, just like our own personal opinions on each generation.
It'll predominantly be you talking about Pokemon because you've played them all.
Yeah,
you've more or less played all.
So we'll be going over them, and hopefully it's entertaining. If it's not, then we're sorry, we're boring, I guess.
I'm not.
All right, so
how did you start with Pokemon?
I started because of you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I remember I came to your house. He used to live really close to me back in the day. And this was like early 2000s. And you were playing Ruby.
Really? You got in late? Yeah,
I got in late because I didn't have games before, remember? I didn't play much games before.
Oh.
So I saw you play Ruby. And my other cousin who also... lived really close. He also was playing Ruby at the same time as well. So I'm like, I should probably get it. I should probably play Pokemon. It looks fun. So I started playing Ruby, and then I got Emerald, and then I kept going from there. And then when I got to a point where I'm like, oh shit, like I could play older games, I started playing like Red, Yellow. Wait, let me go back. I forgot what the Red and Yellow and Gold, Silver and Crystal. So I played of those, I played Red, Yellow, Gold and Crystal. Those are the ones I played. And then everything else was by release date. Those are the only generation that I played after the fact. Everything else after that was by release date.
Okay.
So what about you?
So, when I was younger, when they were bringing, it was around the time the Pokemon anime was being localized and released westward. There was a huge, huge, now that I think about it in hindsight, pretty devious and clever marketing campaign that pushed the games, the trading cards, and the show, the cartoon, all in front of you. So every kid was like, wow, there's something for everybody. Kids who play video games, kids who watch cartoons, kids who play cards. And it just became so dominant immediately for everybody. So I don't remember specifically what it was first, but I remember being in on it early for the cartoon. I watched the first episode. Everybody was excited for the very first episode before it aired. Mm-hmm. Everybody was excited to show off their games and spread rumors on the playground during recess about Pokemon. People were excited to have like a pile of cards to trade, and like nobody knew the rules of the games. Nobody played Pokemon like the actual way you're supposed to. It's just like, hey, this card's shiny, cool.
Yeah. Like, I don't even think I used to have some Pokemon cards. I don't even remember like actually playing the actual game. It was like
I had a big
holographic
mirror. I had a big ass box, a shoebox of Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
That Air wanted to borrow back when we were kids, and then I'm like, hey, can I have my cards back? He's like, oh, I lost them all, or I sold them all, or some crap like
Wait,
that.
Wait, what?
Yeah. He still owes me. He still owes me for all that time, a long time ago, when he sold all my Pokemon cards or something.
He sold them all.
That's what he says. And that's why Air is dead and he is no longer on the show.
Damn, Air, man. That's a scummy background there.
we talked about this in front of you. We weren't joking. We were never joking.
My God.
But so back to the topic, though. This episode is evidence now. A testimony.
Testimony.
I must have started with the show first before the game, because I remember when I first started playing Yellow, which was my very first game, I named him Ash, the character. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, why would I play anything other than Yellow? Because Pikachu follows you, like in the show, and you get all your starters and stuff like that, like in the show, over time when you play Yellow.
Yeah.
And I didn't play it a whole... So I played it, and then Air borrowed it, because it was too hard for me at the time, and I didn't understand what the hell was going on because I just kept skipping text. So he more or less, quote unquote, beat it for me, and he leveled up, like, he got me a Hitmonpunch. Wait, Hitmonchan. Hitmonchan. I got Hitmonchan, and it had like the four elemental punches, and he's like, all right, just use this Pokemon, you do everything. I'm like, all right, cool, thanks. And then just played the game with just the Hitmonchan. And then eventually I popped it into my Game Boy Advance, and the saves were just gone, and it just, I'm like, god damn it, I lost my Hitmonchan. Well, I guess I can play the game properly now. And then that's when I started playing that. I skipped Generation 2, actually. And the first game I ever pre-ordered was Ruby, back when EB Games was Electronic Boutique. That was the original name.
Old days.
Oh, the old days. And that was the first game I ever put, like, money, $5 down, like, pre-order it. And, like, okay, the game is coming out today. I want to, like, go there right after school or whenever it came out and then pick it up and play it.
Yeah.
And it was a portable game too, so I could start just playing it in the car on the way home. I don't have to wait home and just read the instruction manual to tide me over. So yeah, I started with the yellow and ruby. I consider both of them to be like my one among my first Pokemon. Yeah. And then I only ever played the Gen 2 when the re-release came.
So Ruby is like your first experience. Yellow was proper. Air kind of got you.
Yeah, and I kind of understood what was going on after the fact, but yeah. Ruby was the first time when I was like actually able to focus on games and be like, all right, I understand what the hell is going on. I don't need a guide. I can just make my way through the game. Yeah. Ruby was the first one for that for me.
So, important question. Who was your starter in Ruby?
In Ruby?
Yeah.
What was the name of it? Hold on, I'm trying to remember. It was the one that eventually became Blaziken, the fire.
Torchic.
So
about 99% of people pick Torchic.
Yeah, of course. Because fire, yeah.
I was Mudkip.
Okay.
Because he's beast.
You'd never known that at the time, though.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I picked Mudkip because he was water and he also looked pretty cool. So I was like, I'll pick Mudkip.
Fire Pokemon were always
Fire Pokemon is usually preference. The most popular, especially back in the day. Mm-hmm. Fire Pokemon are the most popular, like Charmander.
Yeah, not only were they the coolest looking, but they're also kind of hard to find out in the wild, like Fire Pokemon, where you can find tons of grass and water Pokemon. But it was only after Ruby that I was getting kind of sick of always picking the Fire Pokemon.
Yeah,
all the time, and then I was kind of more open to be like, all right, I'm specifically not going to pick the Fire Starter this time.
Mm-hmm. So this generation Emerald is kind of lumped in with it. Emerald.
Yeah, we just skipped Gen 2. Do you want to go back and talk about Gold and Silver?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Or do you want to expand a little bit more for Red and Green? So you played Red proper.
Yeah.
I don't think I may have played a little bit of Fire Red, but I didn't play Red proper.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of weird going back to Red. Yeah, I started with Ruby, and I was like, oh, color, nice. And then I go back to Red, it's like, the fuck?
not even that, but like the amount of quality of life improvements that you miss, not only just going back from Ruby, but even going back from Yellow, there's a huge difference in the graphics and the sprites from red and blue or red and green to Yellow.
You kind of take advantage of the fact that the sprites that you see in your like, let's say you look at your Pokemon team, the sprites you see when they actually look like the Pokemon, and in Red they all look the freaking same.
that started in what, third gen or second gen?
It started in Ruby.
Okay.
When they actually had color and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wait, I don't know if Gold and Silver. I think Gold and Silver were like that too. I'm not too sure. But I remember, like in Red, it was literally every single Pokemon had the same goddamn sprite, and the only way you could tell the difference was by the name.
Yeah. In Yellow, they were a little bit different. Like, they had, for the most part, most of them were that little bulbous Kirby with the horns.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to really explain
That's what it.
It
looked like.
But in Yellow, there were more of a variance in terms of the sprite in your Pokemon list. So, yeah, like, going back. And also, all the Pokemon made the same noise. Like,
yeah.
Even like when you're in a Pokemon battle, from the back, the sprites look terrible in Red, and they look so improved in Yellow, you know?
Yeah, so they kind of... So, wait, this is... I forgot. I don't know what game this is that they're showing us. But I think Crystal, they had a bit of color, right? In Crystal, they added a bit of color into the sprites, if I remember correctly.
I don't think I've... well, yeah, I only played second gen when the re-releases came.
So I think... Okay, I can't really, like, these images suck.
Well, the original Pokemons came out for the Game Boy, and then the second one came out for the Game Boy Color, right? So yeah, those would have to been where the color actually started coming in.
Yeah, so red kind of was no color, and every Pokemon, depending on type, kind of looked the same. And all the flying Pokemons basically looked the same. All the grass Pokemons looked the same. Like, they all had the same type of sprites. And then gold, silver, and crystal, they added a bit of color. It was still mostly black and white, but they had, like, some green, some red, and stuff like that in there. And the sprites were a bit different, too. They actually looked like the Pokemon. Sort of. And then the overhaul was Ruby and Sapphire, because that was a generational leap. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly. This one was on Game Boy, the Game Boy Color, and then...
The Game Boy Advance, yeah.
Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, that was the first one where it kind of, like... So, you know the whole jump between Sun and Moon to Sword and Shield? Like, the graphical improvement that we were hoping for is kind of like the graphical improvement we got when we switched from Gold and Silver to Ruby Sapphire, and then again from Diamond and Pearl to X and Y. Although, like, we were hoping for something big of a jump.
Yeah. Because in Ruby and Sapphire, they had animations for moves. Even the Pokemons, when they first got summoned, they had the little dance animations.
They legitimately had their own sounds.
They had their own sounds. Unique sounds. Everything was colored. All the menu screens were colored. They actually were readable and usable, the menus. Like, everything, it was so different. So different from that. And I had a different experience since I started with Ruby and I went back.
So right? do you have an attachment to third gen Pokemon, or do you still prefer the 151 original?
I would say at first I liked the third gen because I started with the third gen, but then when I played Fire Red and Leaf Green, I was like, damn, first gen's pretty damn cool, because like you actually see them properly.
So what in of all the generations, which is your favorite?
In terms of Pokemon,
yeah,
or overall the game.
Pokemon, like roster list.
Roster list, it's a tie for me between first gen and black and white. I don't know what gen that is. Gen 7? Gen 5?
That would be gen 5. 5, yeah.
5, yeah, gen 5.
No, okay, interesting. I only just started gen, like, a Pokemon. I think I'm playing Pokemon Black.
Mm-hmm.
I only just started, but took a little bit of a break for it. I still prefer the 151, original 151.
Yeah, 51 for sure, yeah. But when you play it, black and white 2, and you beat it, there's a lot of Pokemons in there that are actually really cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on from, let's see.
Do you want Fire Red and Leaf Green? Did you play Fire Red and Leaf Green?
I played a little bit of Fire Red, but it's just like, well, I like Yellow more because you get your Pikachu that follows you and you get all your starters.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it. But I did play quite a bit of it. Mm-hmm. Up until... I think maybe Lieutenant Surge was around there, because Lieutenant Surge, before you fight him, you normally get your Squirtle in yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, that's where it started feeling empty. It's like, I don't get my full variants. Damn it.
Okay.
So yeah, that's where...
Fire Red and Leaf Green is basically, it had the same UI and quality of life stuff that Ruby had, but it was just going back. It's a remake, right? So it was going back to the original game. And it was so cool to go back to red with the animation quality that Ruby had.
I still want to go back to Pokemon Red and Blue with current 2019 Pokemon stuff. Like the current quality of life, the current graphical improvements and stuff like that.
I want a red remake?
But red. Yeah. That would be fantastic. Well, actually, no. You know what? Isn't that literally just Pokemon Let's Go?
Mm-hmm. But it's easier.
Oh, yeah.
Pokemon Let's Go is not that you can't even battle wild Pokemon.
Oh yeah, that's true. Just
throw Pokeballs at them until you
get it. In that case, I don't think we'll get it. Because we got Let's Go, and that's kind of like a watered down remake.
All right, so next gen. So go didn't to play gen. It.
That's all you.
You don't play Diamond and Pearl?
Nope. That's all you. Talk.
So Diamond and Pearl was the next generational leap. Going to the Nintendo DS. So this is when they started implementing the second screen using a touchscreen.
2006.
Yeah. So in the old games, they had one screen. So all the UI and everything was shared on that one screen. In this game, they split it. So most of the UI stuff was on the touchscreen, while most of the gameplay was on the top screen. So this kind of gave you more room and just more screen to look at just the Pokemon and just to play the game, while all the UI stuff was kind of clean and used on the second screen. And it started using that 2D, 3D, whatever, like the hybrid 2D, 3D stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you name it? That's how you
call it's, I think it's technically called 2.5D.
Yeah, 2.5D, where everything, all the characters, everything was basically sprites, but the world kind of had a 3D feel to it, mm-hmm. in terms of like buildings actually had
that'd different be 2.5
stuff. Yes. So it was like 2.5D, and it also had improved sprites. It kind of had, they did have an animation in terms of when you first see the Pokemon, but it didn't have a continuous animation through when you see the Pokemon, and it had that kind of dancing effect, which is like the lazy way to add animation to Pokemon. Do you know what I'm saying? The dancing one?
Yeah.
It's literally just, it's like where you grab it with the pointer and paint, and you just drag it around a bit.
Yeah, I kind of get what you mean.
They didn't actually have, like, different pixel art. It was just them manipulating the image. And it was fun. Diamond and Pearl was actually really fun. What were the starters? The starter I remember I picked was the water one. What's his name? Piplup. It was a penguin.
It's that generation.
Yeah. And I picked him because his last form, Empoleon, was freaking badass. There's also, I think this was when Infernape. Remember the fire monkey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember people picked him because he was really strong in the beginning, but I ended up picking Piplup because penguin. And I don't think anyone picked
Turtwig.
Turtwig.
Yeah. I didn't even remember. I'm trying to desperately remember.
Turns into Torterra, the massive turtle.
Yeah. Which is cool in theory, but it's just kind of like, it's kind of like a lamer mix between Blastoise and Ivysaur.
This is also when they sort of added intense legendaries. Because remember Groudon and Kyogre, their main thing was that they just didn't like each other.
Yeah.
This one they had Palkia and Dialga. One was a manipulator of space. One was a manipulator of time.
We didn't even talk about like how the plot of each gen escalated.
Because the plot in the first few games were kind of whatever. Because we had Team Rocket in the first gen.
Team Rocket is essentially, you're a 10-year-old kid and you just happen to be kind of, you walk into Silphco one day and, it's overtaken by Rocket Co. But you're just walking in it and you accidentally just beat Giovanni.
And Gold and Silver is basically the continuation of Team Rocket. Team Rocket comes back a second time.
I just imagine Red as like Saitama going in. It's like, I just want to get my groceries, and walking through like a rocket infested thing and not realizing that, these are all bad guys. And then they're all just falling like flies.
Oh yeah, and I forgot to mention, Ruby and Sapphire did something new. They had two different teams per game, and depending on the game you picked, that was the team you had to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were playing Sapphire, you would have to fight Team Aqua.
Yeah,
and if you picked Ruby, you'd have to fight Team Magma.
And that was the first time when the third re-release of what was it, Emerald? That was vastly different
because you were fighting both.
You were fighting both, and Rayquaza has an entire plot line that's added onto it.
Yeah,
that was never really.
Yeah, Emerald I think was the actual proper third edition.
Crystal wasn't like that too. Crystal was more like Yellow, in which you.
Yeah, Crystal was a bit different.
Okay.
But yeah, Emerald was like, that was like actual, like even Platinum. I'm like, Platinum is also vastly different.
Mm-hmm.
But they stopped doing that now. They stopped doing the third.
Yeah, they stopped after Black and White. But so I get this comic kind of gained prominence when the re-releases came. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Comparing Team Magma and Team Aqua. Team Magma, Maxi. Maxi is just, we will have to use a scientific device to capture Groudon. Blah, 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 blah. And everybody's like nodding, clapping.
Yeah.
Then you smash cut to Archie in front of a picture of Kyogre. You see this fish?
Yeah.
I'm going to wrestle it.
I remember seeing a comic where they were comparing Pokemon Legendaries back in the day and Pokemon Legendaries now. And it's like, back in the day, it's like, God damn it, you giant fish, you and your water. And then Groudon's like, and then Kyogre's like, God damn it, you little rock with your magma. And then now it's like, I am the master of time and space and everything. It's like actually these deep stories.
There are a couple other ones. Like, there was one where Groudon and Kyogre are fighting and Rayquaza are just like, keep it down there. And then there's another one where Groudon's like standing on a little rock and he's going to Kyogre, bring it, I'll kick your ass. And Kyogre and Rayquaza are both like, are you sure? You're surrounded by an ocean. You're on a little rock. shut up, I'm gonna kick your ass. But yeah, man, like,
I'm trying to find that comic because I know I butchered some stuff in it, but
The evolution of these gens, like, even plot wise, like, your rival in Gen 1 is like he's a scumbag. He constantly mocks you. He is better than you in every way. He constantly is one step ahead of you. And then you finally get to come up and says, like, yes, you finally beat him. He became champion before you, but he got to keep it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you kick his ass, and it's just so gratifying.
Yeah, it was actually had a legit legendary.
Yeah. And
I mean, not a legit, rival.
So yeah, that's why, yeah. I know what you meant. But he actually felt like a rival that you wanted to improve against and beat and make him eat his words.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten very friendly over time, which is why
they're less of rivals, they're more just friends who are just going separate paths.
Which is why, like, when Pokemon Masters, like, the plot came out, hey, you have like two rivals, one of them is just a jerk, and I'm like, yeah, I like this rival, I want to beat this rival, I can't wait for me to beat this specific jerk.
I just found that comic you're talking about.
Which one?
The Groudon Kyogre one, where they're yelling at each other.
Oh yeah.
And then Kyogre's like, do you understand the situation you're in?
Yeah, so Emerald was, you essentially fought both Archie and Maxie, and
yeah, you fought both of them.
Were you able to catch Groudon or Kyogre?
I don't remember. I think you're able, you had to catch a Rayquaza to stop Groudon and Kyogre.
So that was a plot thing.
Yeah.
You had to, what if you beat him and killed him without catching him?
If you beat who? Rayquaza? Yeah. Oh, shit. I don't know. I think you just had to awaken Rayquaza.
Oh, okay.
Because you awaken him. Oh, yeah, yeah. You awaken him. And then he flies off and stops Groudon and Kyogre.
And then he comes back to catch him later. Okay. So do you remember if you can catch Groudon or Kyogre?
I don't remember if you can catch both of them or just one of them. But I can't say for sure.
Yeah. So then, what were their deal, Kyogre and Groudon? Like, they created land, they created sea or whatever, right?
Yeah, like, one was the king of the sea, one was the king of the land, and they just hated each other for no reason.
Yeah, even that escalation was kind of weird. So, like, in the one original 151, Mew is, like, supposedly the progenitor of all Pokemon. Like, all Pokemon are descended from Mew, or so they say. Because that's why Mew can learn every single skill in the game. Then we move on to Ho-Oh and Lugia. Ho-Oh is like, it is this phoenix that gave birth to, or sorry, revived these three legendary dogs and gave them a second chance at life. And then Gen 3 is creator of land, creator of sea. And then Gen 4, creator of time, creator of space. Then Gen 5, God.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
How the hell do you pass God? Literal God.
Are we going to the next gen?
Do you have anything else to say about Diamond Pearl? What was the rival like?
Oh yeah, so Diamond Pearl, the rival wasn't really a rival. Your rival was Barry, the guy who was like dance going. You Pokemon Masters
from Pokemon Masters. I hated that guy.
He wasn't really much of a rival. He was your friend who kind of just like
was that
went
the
ahead on his own all the time.
So Ruby had a rival that was also a friend, but even if they weren't a jerk, it was essentially the opposite gender of whatever you didn't pick. And also, who is the kid that likes, like, is a fan of your dad who has Ralts as a starter?
That's, I forgot his name, but that's, wasn't it, that's Emerald. Ruby Emerald.
No, in Ruby as well. No, yeah. I'm talking about Gen 3. I'm talking about Gen 3.
Yeah. Oh, in, you're talking about Ruby, right?
Yeah,
Ruby Nabo. It was that guy. I forgot his name. The green hair guy who had Ralts.
But you had two rivals. Gavin? They were both really nice to you. And it was fine because it was like the first time, whatever. Hey, it's a nice rival instead of like a legitimate criminal from Gen 2 and just an asshole from Gen 1.
Yeah.
So it was like a nice change of pace. But then everybody became nice after that.
Like, that's kind of what it turned out to be. Which kind of sucks. I guess they kind of like didn't want that rival thing anymore. Like, you don't want someone you hate. But, like,
it's more fun, it's more interesting, and honestly, more adults play Pokemon now than kids.
Mm-hmm.
Kids will just watch the show or something.
And then we had Platinum, which released one of my favorite legendaries. Well, design-wise, and just power-wise, and just coolness. Giratina.
Is Giratina a legendary?
Yeah. So Giratina was a third legendary, kind of like how Rayquaza was in.
Yeah, I was thinking of another Pokemon.
So. Yeah, so he was basically they added a whole like different world in that generation because they had the other dimension, right? Where like you had to travel to the other dimension to get to Giratina.
I know of the other dimension stuff because of the it wasn't Pokemon Origins, but remember when the Pokemon Channel was uploading these anime shorts?
Yeah.
So I knew a little bit of it from that stuff. But that wasn't in original Diamond and Pearl. Was that not like a plot point in original Diamond and Pearl?
I don't know if Pearl and Diamond had that other dimension. I don't think they had Giratina.
Hmm.
I have to look back. I don't really remember. I haven't played those games in a long time. Came out when? Like 2006, 2007? Yeah. More than 10 years ago.
Was Arceus at all in the story for that? Because I know like you can't legally get Arceus.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible to get that. The only way people have gotten it is through modding because they never even put out an event for it, right? Yeah.
Arceus.
Has there ever been a way to get him? Because then what's the point of adding him to the Pokedex if, hey, we programmed him in, you can never get this Pokemon?
You can get Arceus.
How?
You had to get some flute.
But isn't that flute only given in an event that they never ended up hosting?
Because
I remember like I read it somewhere, like you have to use this flute at a specific temple, like at the entry point of the temple.
Yeah.
But that flute never was released.
It is Arceus is an event Pokemon. Aside from hacking your cartridge, the only way of getting it is with events. Either give away a certain dates or Wi-Fi. Or Wi-Fi on a certain date, but they didn't do RCS Wi-Fi an event, and they already gave some away. They're probably not gonna do it again.
Okay, that's lame.
You can get it using an Azure flute at the top of Mount Cornet. Yeah,
that's kind of lame though.
Yeah, because RCS is a literal god, right?
Yeah,
he's the creator of everything. Yeah, I really liked Platinum. I think Platinum was at that point was my most played one at that time.
Okay. What was your starter for that one? Did you say
For Piplup? Platinum? Yeah, it was Piplup.
Even for Platinum? You didn't change it up?
Because it's goddamn Piplup. Empoleon was just so OP and so good. And then HeartGold and SoulSilver, which was a remake of Gold and Silver. So we didn't mention Gold. We didn't really talk about it, but Gold and Silver had two regions.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kanto region and the new region. It was the Kanto region, which was the original. And then they had the new region, I forgot what it was called.
Johto.
Johto?
In Gen 2? It's Kanto and Johto.
Johto, okay. Yeah, so Johto and Kanto. And then they had an actual rival who was probably the best rival in
any of the games. Criminal.
He's a legit criminal.
And he's Giovanni's bastard kid.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty damn cool. I played I think I played Soul Silver when it ended up being released.
Okay, Heart Gold.
It was really cool. I really liked that game. Adding the original game again just set the expectations so high for like later games.
Yeah,
that they had to specifically say no, we're not doing it.
Because I remember every time a new game would come up, they'd be like, oh, multiple regions, and they never did anything like that.
Well, you know the story about why they added it in the first place, right?
Why?
So the crew, when they were developing Gen 2, like originally, they just couldn't get it to fit on the cart. They were like, all right, do we have to cut out the Elite Four? We might have to like make only four gym leaders because we can't do this. Like, we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought in Satoru Iwata. He's like, all right, can you help us? You're a genius at this stuff. He's like, yeah, okay, I'll try to trim it down and like save you space. And he managed to trim it down and save, like, he kept the game. He didn't cut anything. He just took their existing code and compressed it down and took out a bunch of useless lines that weren't doing anything.
Yeah.
So small that it's like, oh yeah, more than half the cart is available now. So you can just add Pokemon Red as a bonus if you want. Bye. So Pokemon's Gold and Silver would not exist without Iwata.
Yeah.
As they were. So they ended up keeping Kanto for the re-releases, I think just because they had him originally, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
It would be kind of Sorry, yeah, somebody just knocked on the door there.
Yeah, someone knocked. We're just like, nearby.
What the hell?
The rival for this game also was like, I think, like all around, everyone says he's like probably one of the best rivals in terms of just story depth and just characterization as well.
Yeah, he actually grew and he actually like came to terms with a bunch of story threads that he had going on.
Because he actually just hated your guts.
Oh yeah, he hated everything though.
He hated everything. And then.
Then there was Gen.
My favorite generation.
Gen 5. Gen 5 is your favorite?
Oh, overall. Black and white and black 2 and black and white 2 were my favorite.
So, I only just started black. I think I only got 2 or 3 gym badges. I can't remember how many. But I just got to the. No, I think I beat the gym in the big city, like the first big city that you got to.
Yeah. There's massive skyscraper town, right?
I think so, yeah. And already you're getting hints of, oh, there's this weird cult organization that's saying, free the Pokemon. I'm going to kidnap your Pokemon and then free it or whatever.
Yeah.
Which is really cool in theory. Mm-hmm. And I know it's like, I know once I play more of the game, it's going to go into some weird, like, yeah, we're going to space or we're going to an alternate timeline to fix God or some crap like that. And then there's another God Pokemon somewhere. And here is like the creator, the alterer of so-and-so dimension. I know they're going to go weird with their legendaries.
It's Pokemon Black and White and just Black 2 and White 2 had some of the best story. Had some of the most, like, the story was actually really in your face in that game. Like, it actually had a full story compared to the other ones. And it had probably one of the best stories and had some of the best characters. Right? So we have N. You probably met N.
Yep. Right? N is the leader of the cult, right?
Yeah. And he's, like, your sort of second rival apart from Hugh, which is the... No, Hugh was Black and White, too.
In Black and White, it's just your three friends.
Your three friends, Sharon and Bianca.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Or I thought it was Karen, and or like Charon, or C-H-A-R-O-N, that one.
I just say it's Sharon.
Okay.
Which might make more sense as Charon or Karen, because... Wait, no.
I was thinking Karen, because like, that's the Greek mythological name, like the...
I don't know. Yeah. He has a name. It's the guy with the glasses and Bianca.
Yeah.
And just over, like, what I liked about this game the most is visually, it was one of my favorite Pokemon games, even now. The 2D sprites with the animation throughout the entire Pokemon battle, with the actual animations for moves and the actual animations for attacks, was some of my favorite Pokemon designs. Because, like, now I'm not a huge fan of the fact that they turned to 3D, because I still think Pokemon Black and White 2 is the best visually designed game.
Here's the thing. Sprite work is almost always better than 3D work just because of the amount of time you're forced to take in it and the amount of, like, attention to detail you have to take other than, like, instead of 3D models. The only game that I think improved 100% from the transition of 2D to 3D is Guilty Gear. Because Guilty Gear 3D models are designed to look like 2D models. Yeah. Like 2D hand-drawn animations when they're really 3D models. But, like... When Street Fighter went from like the sprites in Third Strike to Street Fighter 4, it looked awful. And then they just carry it on. Yeah. Same with Pokemon. It's just like...
The thing is, though, like, I'm like, I brought this up at work and I was like, oh yeah, like, I loved the visual design and sprite animations of Black and White 2. And they're like, what are you talking about? Like, they're like, everyone loves the 3D more than that. And I was like, but it's so much crisper and cleaner and, like, it's just so much more appealing. But, like, I guess people don't really like 2D that much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Which kind of sucks. Yeah, maybe it is a bit more niche for people who care about it more. Mm-hmm. But a more casual audience, which is what the market is always going to be catering towards, is going to be, oh, just make a 3D and it looks better. That's why it's like, you know how bad N64 games look? But people are like, no, I'd rather have that game than the clean 2D game.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it was.
Yeah. Shit.
What happened?
Nothing. So then, yeah, that was Black and White.
Black. So what was the difference between Black and White and Black and White 2?
So Black and Black 2, like, visually wise or
anything? Overall? Like,
so Black 2 and White 2 was a sequel to Black and White. So it wasn't like a remake. It was actually like years after the events of Black and White. And it is a different character. on, and the region actually looks different too. So you're, instead of starting at that side of the map, you start on the other side, and then you hit the map in a different order.
Oh.
Yeah.
I assumed it was just gonna, it was just the same game, that instead of like the plot points might be different, or like one gym leader might be different. No, here, no, and there. They're
completely different games.
Interesting.
They had different protagonists. So everyone has grown up that was in the older game. The main protagonist doesn't make an appearance of the original Pokemon game.
Doesn't?
No.
Oh.
He doesn't make an appearance, but you do get like hints from, like, you can meet his mom and she talks about him.
Did the main protagonist die?
No. You meet like meet like your old rivals, so Karen and Bianca, mm-hmm. you have a new rival, Hugh. And
that's kind of a missed opportunity, because the coolest thing about Gen 2 was being able to fight Red at the very end.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That is the
one. I would have loved if they did that in this game, but they didn't.
Yeah. One of my favorite tropes is the new protagonist fighting the old protagonist.
Yeah.
In a video game. Who is your starter in this gen?
So the first time I picked Snivy, mm-hmm. just because he looked cool and he was a snake. I thought he would be cool, but he's actually the weakest starter. And the second time I picked Oshawott, which evolves into Samurott.
Yeah, I picked Oshawott too, partly because it turns into a samurai thing, but mainly because this was like... Well, no, this is the second Pokemon game where I started actually renaming all my Pokemon as a Ketchum.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think of something interesting to name one of my starters. So I'm trying, what's the most interesting name I can give a starter? Then I'll pick that starter. And then I look at Oshawott. Revolver Oshawott. So I just named it. I picked Oshawott and I named him Revolver. And then he evolved on me. God damn it.
No, the name makes no sense.
But I just imagine him like spinning his cell short going, Revolver Oshawott.
Ocelot.
Yes, that's what I was referencing.
I know. I think even now, Black 2, or White 2, I forgot which one I played. That one was my most played in terms of hours. Like, I put the most hours into that Pokemon game of all, even now, like even with the new released ones. Because the amount of post-game content in that game and the amount of time I like actually enjoyed that game. And that was also the first game where I didn't finish the game with my starter.
What do you mean?
I got rid of my starter halfway through the game.
Interesting.
Because I picked Oshawott, right? And then there's a point where you can catch Staryu. And Staryu in this game was insanely powerful. You could have a water Pokemon that learns Thunder and also has psychic moves like Confusion and Psychic.
Interesting.
With water moves. So he was basically covered all bases, and his special attack was so insane
that you wouldn't even need to worry about stab.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Okay.
And so I was like, okay, my water Pokemon is literally nothing compared to this. So I threw him out and I poked Staryu.
Is that only in Black 2 or was that also in Black 1?
Black 2.
Okay.
Because the whole map's different, right? And the Pokemon you can catch in the game are different too.
Okay.
It's a whole different game, man.
Interesting. So what was after Black 2? X and Y, right?
Yep.
Did you play X and Y?
Yep.
Of course you did.
I played X.
What'd you think?
I liked it. It was good. They had some cool Pokemons in it. This was the first game that had that 3D transition because it came out on the 3DS, not on the DS. And all the Pokemons were 3D CG. The world was also 3D CG.
Mm-hmm.
It was also the first game where your camera was a bit of at a lower angle. So do you know how most games are like kind of top down, but it's like mm-hmm. a bit of an angle? This one is like a more drastic lower angle because it's 3D.
Yeah, they want to show off that you're a character, like character model, instead of like a hat with legs.
Yeah, and you had the D-pad, which you can move in any direction, but the game didn't allow you to move in any direction. It still locked you
in onto the grid.
Onto that grid. Mm-hmm. Which is like, what? And it looked very choppy when you move. It was like the first attempt at it, right? So it had those little hitches. The game was still good.
It had frame rate issues.
It had a lot of frame rate issues.
The official, ironically, this is going to be real tragic in light of Sword and Shield stuff, but the reason I had frame rate issues is because they over-crammed the 3D models of their Pokemon to future-proof them for the next quite a few gens.
Yeah.
And they're like, all right, please deal with the frame rate issues now. Like, it's the only time you're gonna have to deal with them, and mm-hmm. you're future proofing so we can use them forever. And they're all the Pokemon models were like this.
Yeah.
And then when Sword and Shield came around, they're like, you know what, we're not actually going to be using these models that we made the game worse because of the frame rate for.
Yeah.
We're just going to start from scratch again. So that's,
I think Pokemon X was the only game in the Pokemon franchise that I didn't really play the post game content.
I went
back to Black and White 2.
Wow, okay.
I kept playing Black and White 2 after I beat Pokemon X.
What was it about X and Y that you didn't really like?
Just the fact that it changed from 3 to 3D.
Yeah?
It didn't appeal to me. Okay. And like just the overall, like Black and White 2 had such a strong post-game content, and just story-wise as well, that this one was like very low downgrade for me. It did have a really cool Pokemon like Aegislash, who is still one of my favorite Pokemon. Is still my favorite Pokemon from X and Y because it was just, he actually brought something new. Because he had, do you know Aegislash?
Yeah. The sword that's shield. Also, yeah.
Yeah, and he had stance change. So you could either change your stance to defensive mode, which insanely buffs your defense. And you could tank attacks like that. And then when you do an attack, he switches to attack mode with insanely buffed attack with really low defense. So he's kind of like a, you have to play strategically with him. Because if you stay in attack mode, you could die instantly.
Mm.
And he brought something new, and he was really fun to use. So he's one of the Pokemons that I just keep carrying over.
So did you hear about the leaked content of Sun and Moon? Or sorry, not Sun and Moon, of X and Y that didn't make it to the game?
No.
So this was about 2 or 3 months ago. Apparently, X and Y had this entire plot line that they ended up cutting because they were just strapped for time. But basically, you know how they're Pokemon aliens?
Mm-hmm.
Alien humans.
Wait, what?
So basically, Team Flair, they weren't humans, but they were actually aliens in disguise as humans trying to take over Kalos. And then as you progress through the game, more and more NPCs that you'll see around are like replaced by these creepy, not quite human, like really unsettling things. And then like the game will progress and progress and progress. So I have the full list of stuff here. So the Virgin Legendaries were originally planned to be alien super weapons. Team Flare were supposed to be a group of aliens posing as humans attempting to take over Kalos. Lysander, the alien's leader, taking over Professor Sycamore's body after the latter was exposed to a space rock. Team Flare's mission to hunt down AZ, who was also an alien. AZ's unique Floette was the key to unlock the alien super weapons that Team Flare was after. Looker would have a bigger role investigating the alien threat. And then fairy types were originally moon aliens. They were Pokemon types that have arrived from space a long time ago, like Clefairy. there's a whole Mega Evolutions as well. Mega Evolutions were originally planned to be designed as more like mutant and scary-ish and alien in appearance.
More cute.
Yeah. There is a whole alien thing, and it would essentially be deemed too weird and scaled back in favor of mystical stuff.
Mm.
But man, if that was the Pokemon game, that like your NPCs are being replaced over time, and just like the minute you go back to your hometown, which you always neglect in Pokemon games, and go see your mom, and then she's just not there, or it's like she's replaced by something else, that's like Nibelheim shit.
Yeah,
like from weird. Final Fantasy VII. That would be terrifying. Yeah. I would love to play that game.
They better release like an unedited version of it.
Honestly, just, oh wait, no, because it's a 3DS game, so there's no ROM.
Yeah,
like no ROM hacking. Damn it.
So let's continue on. So after that, we got Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, which I loved a lot more.
Oh, okay.
It was bringing back the third generation, so I got it. I played both versions. So I played Omega Sapphire. I played Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, and this is when. What was it? Pokemon, the box, the universal box thing? What was it called at the time?
Bank?
Pokemon Bank. That's when Pokemon Bank came out, so that's when I started I transferred all my massive Pokedex from Black and White 2.
I thought Bank was older.
It came out during the X and Y time. It was for 3DS. Hmm. And then you could transfer your DS Pokemon to Pokemon Bank, and then you could use them in your newer Pokemon games. That's when I transferred my Black and White, Black and White 2 Pokemon, the massive Pokédex, I transferred to Pokemon Bank, put it into Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire, and just like played the full game. That was a lot more enjoyable. I don't think they made that many more changes compared to the original one, other than the Mega Evolutions. So like we had
Mega Evolution, Primordial or
Primordial versions of Groudon and Kyogre.
What was the actual thing called? Was it Primordial?
Yeah, Primordial.
Okay.
Yeah, not much really else to say other than that. And then 2 years later,
I remember there was some sort of controversy surrounding Ruby, Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire.
Too much water.
Yeah, that must have been it.
That was an IGN review.
Yeah, no, I'm being facetious.
Too much water.
No, there was some, like, before the game came out, like, some people were upset about a change or two that they made. I don't know. Oh, but there was a post game. There was a new post game for Omega Red, Alpha Sapphire, right?
Episode Emerald, something like that, where they added the Emerald stuff into it.
Oh, I remember. It wasn't a controversial thing. It was a confirmation of the timeline split.
Oh.
So Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow to an extent, and all of the Pokemon games are in one timeline, but they end in Black and White 2. And then on the other timeline is Fire. I don't remember Fire Red is there, but basically anything to do with Mega Evolutions is on the opposite thing, and I think Remix are also on the opposite timeline. So basically, Fire Red is not the same timeline as Red. They're on opposite timelines. And then X and Y is continuing from the remake timeline, because that's where Mega Evolutions came from.
Mm-hmm.
And that explains why Mega Evolutions are never in the original timeline.
Yeah.
And then the Operation Meteor thing or whatever, that I think confirmed that, oh yeah, there are two timeline splits. And the Meteor killed everybody you knew in Black and White and Diamond and Pearl and Red and Blue and Gold and Silver. Now only the Fire Red, Soul Silver, the remake timeline exists, or something like that.
Oh, interesting.
they do have weird stuff, like this alien stuff, and it was cool. Like Deoxys was riding the meteor or something like that to kill all human life. They have cool things in it, but yeah.
And then 2 years later, we got Sun and Moon,
which is the first Pokemon game I've bought since Ruby. And I didn't get too far, and then I traded it in. You didn't
get very far. I beat it. I played it. It was okay.
It was just okay?
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite. And then Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon came out, which is what I think Sun and Moon should have been, because it was a lot better.
Was it just a re-release with more content?
Yeah.
That's kind of
basically lame. A re-release with the same content.
It's kind of lame.
With new content. Yeah, it was kind of sucked. It's like, everyone was like, this is what we should have gotten for Sun and Moon. Instead of Sun and Moon, it should have just been Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much better, story-wise, and just like amount of stuff you have post-game as well, was just so much better. I played that for a bit, because you could do it had that new mode where you could go through the warp thing. I forgot what it's called. It was like a mini-game. It was like you're traveling at light speed through a tunnel, and you had to use your D-pad to avoid these little bubbles that slow you down.
I don't remember. I didn't get very far in
Pokemon. And Moon. They also added Ultra Beasts, which was like the alien type Pokemon from other dimensions. And basically, you're traveling through this warp gate that takes you to other dimensions, and you have to try to go to like. There's like different warp fields that have different colors. So like it was blue for regular, then yellow, then red, and like rainbow for like really rare. And you want to go for the really rare ones. And if you hit the really rare ones, you either hit like a legendary, or you're either hit like a shiny Pokemon, or like it's random, like what Pokemon you'll encounter.
There was like a weird a post game for Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon too that was unique to Ultra versions, right? Like Giovanni comes back and
All the old villains come back. So Giovanni, Maxim, and Archie, all those guys come back.
And specifically the regular ones, not the remake versions of those characters.
You're traveling to like through different time or different dimensions or something like that to fight them and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool. Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon had a lot of cool stuff in it. And that warp thing was actually one of my favorites, because it was just so fun to go through and try to get like shiny Pokemon. That's where I got most of my shiny Pokemon, was through that, because it was when you hit the gates, the rates of getting a shiny Pokemon was a lot higher.
I see.
And then that's kind of where
What was the story about the Giovanni thing, by the way?
Oh, it was like Giovanni got all the villains back together to do something. I don't really remember. But he pretty much got them all back together to redo something evil. And they need to fight each and every one of them to put them back in their place.
I do you remember that that theory about Giovanni at the end of Heart Gold Soul Silver?
I remember something about that, but I don't remember what it was.
So basically there was an event that was exclusive to the remake of Gen 2 where like Team Rocket is constantly looking for Giovanni. It's like, Giovanni, please come back on the radio and stuff like that. And then there was an event where you could find this really weird cave that you could only get to when you use Waterfall. Mm-hmm. And then you get to it and then you just see Giovanni sitting there listening to the radio, and then you fight him. And then he's like, well, my life is like really the result of nothing. It was all meaningless in the end. And I'm not going to go back to Team Rocket. My evil villainous days are over. Mm-hmm. And then he walks out and then you hear like a splash of water. And then you look at his team when you fought him and there are no water Pokemon in that. So he couldn't have, he like used a water Pokemon to swim out or whatever. So it was like, did he just die? Did he just jump off the river and like kill himself on the waterfall? What the hell? And like for years, everybody was like, oh yeah, that must have been what it was like. And then they're like, oh, when he came back for the world tournament in Black and White, he's like, not canon, don't worry about it. And then Pokemon like Team Rocket Rainbow or whatever.
Yeah, Team Rainbow.
Team Rainbow, that's what it was.
Yeah. And then that's kind of where it ends. Well, mainline games.
And now Sword and Shield.
We got Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee, which was like whatever. It's kind of just like an introductory for newer generation
Pokemon. It's for people who play Pokemon Go, the bridge to get them into the Pokemon RPG.
Yeah. And next.
Also, is it not weird to you calling Pokemon an RPG? I know technically it's an RPG, but...
I've always called it an RPG.
I know, but I've never considered it like an RPG until people started just making the distinction between Let's Go and then Pokemon RPG. I'm like, oh. Yeah, I guess it is an RPG. Huh.
No, I always remember it being RPG because I was able to look up and be like, best RPG for DS, and I want to see what games to play next. And then Pokemon would always be on the top. I'm like, yeah, I guess, like, like, it's so weird seeing Pokemon on a list of RPGs, but then you're like,
makes sense.
It has all the RPG mechanics.
Why wouldn't it be an RPG?
Yeah. And, well, 2 months or next month, we got Sword and Shield.
All right. How do you feel about Sword and Shield? There's a lot of talk about, you know, the lack of the national decks. There's a lot of talk of the 3D animation. There's a lot of talk of like the cover legendaries kind of having criticism as well. So
that they're not different at all.
Yeah. They're essentially the same Pokemon. Yeah.
I'm honestly going to reserve my judgment on the game until the game actually comes out, because I'm going to play it for sure. But the fact that there's no national decks did hurt me in the beginning, but now it's kind of like I'm over right now. Like, I don't really care. I'm just going to play the game.
What? Okay, so I'm obviously not somebody who keeps up with the entire series. There's no way I'm ever going to have national decks or whatever. Mm-hmm. There is like some really annoying things, because like they introduce a replacement for the Pokemon Bank, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of your 1,000 Pokemon that you've collected into this vault. Mm-hmm. And then you can use Pokemon from this vault into Sword and Shield. However, no, you can't use all of these Pokemon that are in your vault into Sword and Shield. But also, if you put your Pokemon in this vault, you can't put them back in the bank.
Yeah.
So if you are an unfortunate soul who puts your Pokemon into this vault, you can never take that Pokemon out and play them on X and Y or play them on Black and White 2.
Mm-hmm.
Which is terrible, especially considering the fact that not all those Pokemon will ever see the light of day.
Well, even when you went to DS to 3DS and you had to move your Pokemon from Black and White 2 to Pokemon Bank, you couldn't take them back to Black and White 2.
No, but you could always use them. That's the thing. That Arceus that you've caught...
Yeah, you could use it in the new games.
No, here's the thing. They said outright that, oh yeah, we're never going to have a Pokemon game that has all of the Pokemon in it.
Yeah.
So that Arceus will never see the light of day. If you put him in that new bank,
yeah. He'll never see the light of day. I'm just saying, like, even then you couldn't really go back. You couldn't go back to Black and White 2 with the Pokemons you had in Pokemon Bank. You couldn't take them out and go back to Black and White 2.
No, I know, but like if you caught a Pokemon from Ruby, you can always put them back in Ruby, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Can't you? It, like, or like if you got a Pokemon in Black and White, and you wanted to play him on X and Y, can't you not take that exact same Pokemon and put him back into Black and White? As long as he's from the same gen?
Like, if you put it in the Pokemon Bank, let's say you take it from Black and White 2, you put a Pokemon in Pokemon Bank, and then you take it and take it out and play it in Ultra Sun, then you're saying if you put it back,
put it
back into Black and White?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
You couldn't go back. There was no Pokemon Bank support for Black and White 2.
Okay,
there was literally another app that said X. Transfer Pokemon from Black and White to
Pokemon Bank. Then let's say X. Let's say you have a Pokemon in Pokemon X that you put into Sun, and then you want to put back into X.
Yeah, you could do that.
That you can do. So technically, there was
backwards compatibility for in that generation. So all the 3DS games had that support, but you couldn't go back a generation. So this is basically the same thing. You couldn't go back. You can't go back.
Yeah, because there's nothing in the code for X and Y that have the Pokemon Sun and Moon stuff. That makes sense. But you can't even do that here. If your Pokemon leave Sun and Moon, like your... what's the Pokemon name? I don't know. Any Pokemon in Sun and Moon, please.
Solgio, I think.
You have to pick the most hardest.
Vanilla?
Rowlet. You know what? I know Rowlet. if you take your Rowlet into Sword and Shield, assuming he'll even be playable in Sword and Shield, if you put him into that bank, you can't put him back into Sun and Moon. That's pretty irritating.
Like, if you put it in Pokemon Home.
Yeah, Pokemon Home, that's what it's called.
Yeah, and you can't take it back to...
No.
Yeah, it's kind of the same as the thing. It's a different generation. You can't go back a generation.
No, Rowlet. Rowlet, who is from Sun and Moon, if you put him in the home, you can't put him back in Sun and Moon.
Yeah, I know. This is, again, the same thing.
But you just said you can do that for X and Y.
No.
Or...
If X and Y was the same generation, though. X and Y was 3DS.
Oh, I was thinking console generation. I thought you were talking about Pokemon generation.
No,
because X and Y generation. And Sun and Moon are different Pokemon generations.
I said 3DS. I said the 3DS generation. You could transfer in between them, but you can't go back to DS.
But Pokemon Home isn't a Switch program.
They just centralize it to your phone now, which makes sense.
But you can't put them back into your 3DS when it's in
you
your
can't
phone.
Go back to 3DS because you can't just go back to Pokemon Bank.
If that thing that they said was a lie about every Pokemon game from here on out will have select Pokemon, I'm hoping that's a lie. I'm hoping they're just saying that because they want people to buy Sword and Shield, and then they'll say after Sword and Shield, you know what, we changed our mind, all Pokemon now. Then that is the most ridiculous thing ever, because half those Pokemon will never... Those legendaries will not be accessible in new Pokemon games.
Yeah.
So those Pokemon are going to be, like, starving Neopets collecting dust. You know?
Yeah, that was my... Kind of the that was like when I the biggest if kind of if made me kind of iffy about the new generation was the fact that there was no national desk, because the main draw for me for these games was sometimes a national desk. But honestly, now, like, I'm really besides that, because this is the first Switch entry, and all the first games that came to a first console generation had kind of these iffy things, but this one is kind of more so.
Do you think it'll be more of a console game in the next generation, or are they just going to keep, like, because this Sword and Shield does feel like a 3DS game. It looks like a 3DS game. It feels like a 3DS game. The only thing that is just decidedly not 3DS is you can move the camera in the central
wild area,
which is just the one area, by the way.
Yeah,
not the whole game, just the one area you can move the camera in. I'm really hoping they don't, like, kind of coast on the ability to just say, well, we're Pokemon. We can do, like, we can be as lazy as we want. We can still sell millions.
What I was also iffy about is the fact that they took out the whole Mega Evolution thing. Because I really liked Mega Evolutions. I thought Mega Evolutions added something new. And they completely took that out. It's not even in the game anymore. And they replaced it with Dynamaxing, which seems kind of a more of a lazy route compared to Mega Evolution.
They said in interviews, you know, it's more complicated than to just drag on the cursor and just expand the size. And it's like, is it though?
It kind of, it's the same sprite.
It's the same sprite. It's the same animations. They don't look down at smaller Pokemon. They just keep looking forward. So, like.
Yeah, it just looks.
I feel like that's a lie.
I'm pretty sure they got rid of Mega Evolution because of
they didn't want to reanimate them.
Yeah. And it kind of sucks because Mega Evolution, they also had the aspect where Mega Evolutions only worked in that one battle, right? So you could have Mega Evolutions open just for that battle. And Dynamax, I think, is timed.
I think it's three turns.
Only one, three turns. You could use Dynamax. So they kind of limited it. Yeah. But
it sucks because a lot of people call the devs lazy. It's not lazy. It's because it's a lot of fucking work just to do even like the simplest of games.
Yeah.
It's not that they're lazy. It's that Pokemon is such a huge sprawling organization and it's a huge franchise that they can't just release the game whenever it's done. They have to release the game in time for the new anime. They have to release the game in time for the new merchandise. If you delay the game, we have to delay all these other things and that just will not work. So you release the game when everything is already scheduled to release. That sucks. That is the biggest issue because, man, if everybody says, please take more time or please at least say you're going to patch in all the rest of the Pokemon, then we're fine. But they can't even say that because, unfortunately, even though Pokemon games are the main thing, they're not the top of the food chain. They report to the greater the Pokemon company, who is probably more worried about the anime and the merchandise, which probably makes them more money in the long run. You know? So, it's definitely not because they're lazy, but it's just a negative about the game that I... Honestly, I don't want to buy the game. I have no...
Well, I had the double pack ordered.
I have the double pack ordered too. I just had to cancel them because I have to call in to cancel them because Walmart's being weird. But I'm going to do that before the game comes out.
Yeah. Isn't there also like a hint of a third legendary? A third legend?
Well, here's the thing. This is Gen, Sword and Shield Gen. It's the most leaked Gen by far.
Yeah.
That I was looking at all these gens and I was like, oh yeah, there's this legendary Pokemon that's going to interact with these cover Pokemon and stuff like that. So I already know everything.
So there is... Okay, don't say anything else. Oh yeah, and can you please appreciate how amazingly designed Sirfetch'd is?
Sirfetch'd is dope. It's Pokemon Sword only though, which is... Like I want the second... you know how games 1 and 2... I want the second game to get more love because, first of all, Pokemon Sword is already cooler than Shield. The cover Pokemon is already cooler. Like a sword with a dog, like a dog with a sword in its mouth, is cooler than a
shield face. Main.
Just super main. Dumb. You don't protect your face. What the hell? And then you get Sirfetch'd. And then you get Sirfetch'd. What the hell?
But I like to appreciate that how everyone was complaining about the new designs of Pokemon, and then they came up with Sirfetch'd, and everyone was like, yo, they actually have the talent to make really dope designed Pokemon.
They still have it. It's just they got to do it more.
Yeah, because Sirfetch'd is so cool.
Also, I love that the enemy team isn't like a nefarious like Team Rocket. We're stealing your Pokemon, or team, we're going to open up a portal to the other dimension. It's just... We're a bunch of soccer hooligans who are just like really enthusiastic fans of this one random person, this random celebrity. And we're going to like throw beer and start fights and just like litter and everything. And you have to stop us with a Pokemon battle because we're just so obsessed with this one person.
Like that is Legends got more and more intense. Even teams, like they got more and more intense and they peaked at Black and White too. And then they're getting more and more simple, like dead simple now.
Yeah. what was the moon? Team Skull? Yeah, everybody loves Team Skull.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they kind of became heroes at the end of...
Yeah, Team Skull was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I forgot.
They were too goofy to hate.
Guzma, the guy, the leader was?
Guzman.
Guzma, something like that?
Guzma.
They weren't even the main team villains. They were the villains for the first half, and then...
There's an evil science organization.
Or yeah, Aether Corporation. Yeah. They ended up being the evil group at the end.
I like this trend. A small part of me hopes that these soccer hooligans somehow unlock the key to the universe and reality. And they're still just obsessed with Maxime. Yes. Is that her name?
I don't know, something like
that. It's like they're just obsessed with this one celebrity, and they somehow just stumble across the reality key.
They're like, what the hell is this? And some of the characters are still kind of weird too.
Yeah,
like the champion.
Well, the champion sucks.
It's like seven characters in one.
The champion looks like he's a 10-year-old who dressed himself in the morning.
He's seven characters in one, basically. He has seven different outfits on at once. If I remember correctly, that's how he looks, right?
Yeah, everybody kind of agreed. It's just like, meh.
Sword and Shield champion. Yeah, he has like seven different outfits on at once. He has shorts, pants, sweater, cape, and a baseball cap.
And they're all of, like, random colors, too. And he has, like, a goatee, I think, if I remember.
Yeah, he has a half goatee. It's like... And he has thumbless... He has one glove. It's a thumbless glove.
But only one? Hold on, I'm pulling up a picture right now for myself.
He has one glove, and it's a thumbless glove.
His wristbands don't even match.
His wristbands don't match.
I'm legitimately shocked that his shoes match. Why is he wearing tights under shorts?
That's what I'm saying.
His shorts look like boxers. Why is his shirt like black stripe, like pinstriped, and then there's like this generic soccer logo thing with the sword and shield on his chest, but nothing else on his outfit matches that?
How is his hair purple and his facial hair is black?
What is with his hat? Is it like a snapback, but the lid is just up?
It's like pushed back. Like how?
No, that's not how it looks though. It looks like a regular hat, yeah. And then the lid is just pushed up. And it looks like a bad pirate hat or something.
How does he have black facial hair, purple hair?
It just looks so bad. How did this pass?
That cape is hilarious. And your rival is like his son or something, right?
Is it? Do we know the rival yet? Oh, it's just like a snooty looking guy, right? Yeah, I'm hoping he's a jerk. He looks like a jerk. I'm hoping he's a jerk.
Oh man, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be interesting to play this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out when? When's the release date?
Oh no, there's a super nice rival as well. Hop. Right? Damn it! Yeah.
Hop. Hop is the son of that champion.
Oh, Hop is the son of Leon.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's its release date? It is coming out
November
15th. So it's coming out November 15th, and I am getting it for sure, so I'll be playing it, and I'll probably give my first impressions when it
comes
out.
Sword or shield?
Yeah. What?
That, sword or shield?
Oh, I'm getting both.
No, but which will you play first?
Probably sword, and then I'll move all my Pokemon to shield, and I'll main shield.
What if the game sucks? Or what if by the time you get to Shield that they're going to have Mega Sword and Mega Shield?
I have no idea. I doubt that. I doubt they're going to release a game within 2 weeks.
No, you're going to beat Pokemon Sword in 2 weeks?
I've done that before. What? What are you talking about?
Also, what starter?
The frog. The water frog.
Also, how are you going to trade Pokemon if...
Wait, is it water frog? No, the water lizard or
whatever. The chameleon.
Bobble, shrubble, yeah, okay. Bubble. Whatever his name.
The chameleon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to play? You said you might not, right?
I don't think so. Unless I get like a really good price or something, or it turns out to be really fantastic, then I'll buy it. So like we can trade and stuff like that. But
guess I'm soloing it again.
What, you don't think it'll have good reviews?
No. I mean, as in, I know you're not going to play it, even if it does get good reviews.
Not a full price, at least. So yeah, it looks like you might have to well, yeah, you can solo it, but you're getting both gens for the first time. Or sorry, both variants for the first time.
Not the first time.
Seriously?
Yeah.
When have you gotten both variants before?
Alpha Sapphire, Alpha Moon, Alpha Sapphire, no. Yeah, Alpha Sapphire, Mega Ruby, I had both. And Pokemon X and Y, I had both. And also Black and White 2.
Interesting.
I had both. Get at me. All right.
If so you're excited for Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yeah, if you guys are excited, you could get let us know your impressions or what you think about it at on Twitter and Instagram at Day One Updates. That's with the S at the end because Day One Update was taken. And also, you could email us at Day One Updatecast. So that's Day O-N-E Updatecast at gmail.com. All of our names are with O-N-E, by the way. There's none with the number one.
Yes. So yeah. don't press number one.
Yeah. Don't follow the wrong people, please. All right. That's about it. And see you guys next time.